All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You are listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview, and we're in studio today once again with Matt Jacobson from Fremont County School District Number 1, Lander Schools, here to talk about the next District Family Night and the Family Resource Center that we've had him on in the past to talk about, but we just want more and more folks to know about what's going on. Before we talk about that and the next upcoming event, how are we doing this morning, Matt?
Doing great, Vince. Thanks again for having me.
Of course, your Coffee Time family now at this point. Once you do two or three, we just call you Coffee Time family.
So, I love it.
Anytime you want to come in and chat with us, you're more than welcome. And you're here today to talk about the District Family Night, the next one that's coming up. That'll be on Tuesday, November 14th, which will be here before we know it. Tell us a little bit about what this one entails.
Okay, so this one is going to be on executive functioning skills, and Ani Hakla, our principal over at Baldwin Creek, and one or two members of her staff, they've done this presentation. I think this might be the fourth or fifth year we were trying to figure that out, and they do a fantastic job, and they... You know, they're the experts, so I feel a little bit bad that I got sent here to represent it. So hey,
they're busy people.
They really are. This
not
week,
saying
especially,
that you are not, but yeah. This week, as you mentioned, they're just they're running a little thin.
Yep. So anyway, so I'm going to do my best to represent them. But if you want to get the skinny and get all the information, come next Tuesday over to the Resource Center. But so. If you think about executive functioning skills, these are the skills that we all need to operate in society. And this is what humans are innately experts at when it's working well. So things like planning, organization, self-control, task initiation, time management, perseverance, attention, all the things that allow us to operate in a society.
And how to eventually manage all of those things that need to
manage
be done.
Them all. I mean, and do you just think about the advancements that occurred in the last 100 years in human existence? And it's just amazing when you look at it. And that's all due to these incredible executive functioning skills. And so what we in the schools, we're very interested in developing those as soon as we can, and
right.
We're working with kids.
Creating those, what will eventually become long-term habits, hopefully then, with almost subconscious second nature, just doing them without thinking kind of thing.
Yep. And you know, we all have abilities to go at this, and I think some folks are probably naturally better at it than others, but it is a learned skill. That's the beauty of this. And so you know, like for instance, folks like me with ADHD, we might take a little bit longer, but we can absolutely learn those skills. And so what we want to do is provide information to parents and a set of tools and an understanding of how this works. And I think parents know this already, but we just want to, you know, add to that, and then so that, you know, they can use or help their children with these skills at home. And then also with the Family Resource Center, one of the things I'm really interested in, I want to get that feedback from parents too.
Right.
What's working, what's not working, you know, schools, we're always, as a PLC model, that we espouse, we're always looking to get better. And so I'm really enjoy hearing from parents.
Well, and every student and every parent is different, and you'd hate to hear that someone gave up on something just because one thing didn't work out for them. So you find out one thing that doesn't work out for one person does for the other. And if they have a larger toolbox like you're trying to provide, then that'll make that easier.
Oh, absolutely. And plus, you know, nobody knows the kids better than their parents. And so any information, there's lots of times when I sit down and talk with parents, I learn something, and that can be really beneficial for both parties, right?
Right. Well, it's all about networking, making those connections, and that's a big part of what you're trying to do with the Family Resource Center. And I know you've talked about it a little bit in the past before, but tell us a little bit more about the mission and where it is, actually, too.
So it's in our old North Elementary School, and one of the reasons I chose that was the available space over there. And then, two, Head Start, the preschool, is over there. So I thought it was really important that I be attached to a preschool in some way to get to know those families. I'm interested in getting to know the families at as early a stage as possible,
right,
so that I can support them as their kids journey through the K-12 experience. So that's why we're there. And what I wanted to create was just a real comfortable place. I'll take a chance now to thank the Laura Foundation and Amy Vincent, and they have been a great support of this, and we've got some really nice furniture that they supplied for us. It's going to be a really comfortable place for folks to have conversations and for me to meet with folks, and I'll have a couple of computers there so we can do some online registration. If I'm envisioning next spring having all those Head Start families and maybe the CDS families and other preschool families can come in and use that computer if they want to, and I can support them doing their online registration for their kiddos. So just any of those types of things that I can help with. And then I want to be a clearinghouse for all the resources in the community, you know, whether it's the free clinic or First Stop or food bank, just any of these services that there's a number of them in the community, and this would be one place where people can go and find out where what they are and how to get a hold of them.
And that's just amazing to hear that those efforts are being made. And like you said before, too, big shout out to the Lore Foundation.
Oh,
I think that should be just one of the catchphrases of our show, a shout out to the Lore Foundation. We have so many people come in here who have reaped the benefits from the fundraising opportunities that they provide.
Yeah, Amy's the busiest lady in Lander, I think. So she's doing a lot of the Lore Foundation. And, of course, Amy's the face. There's a lot of folks behind it, too. And they just have done some wonderful stuff.
Well, and then once again, for folks, that Family Resource Center is at 626 Washington Street, as Matt said, at the old North Elementary building. And the upcoming family night will be on Tuesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And apologies if you already mentioned this. Is there any type of registration that people need to do, or can they just show up?
Nope, they can just show up, and we're going to have some food. We try to have some food there. It's always tough guessing how many people are going to show up, but we'll have some food and refreshment there. And I would imagine, we'll take probably the first 15, 20 minutes just sitting around, maybe having some conversation and eating some food, and then we'll let Ani and her crew take over and do the presentation.
Perfect. Well, Matt, we just appreciate you coming in as always. Was there anything else that you think our listeners might want to know about?
Yeah, we have one in December too, so that's our big pre-K 6 night. But one thing I forgot to mention is the Honor Society and the Lights On program have provided babysitters for these events in the past.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. So folks can, you know, get a little food and have some babysitting for their kids so they can pay attention to the presentation. And then in December, we'll have our last one for the year over. And that one will be at Pathfinder Gym.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done that. This will be our third year of that. And that's a huge success, and that's been well attended. So, and that's our pre-K through sixth grade family literacy night.
Awesome.
So all kinds of stuff at that.
Well, what I just love about everything you're doing is it's kind of eliminating all the hurdles people might run into if they're looking for help of some kind.
You know?
It's like you can walk them through the technological stuff on the computer. You've got childcare provided, a little bit of snacks to keep them interested. It's awesome to see and awesome to hear.
Yeah. Thanks, Vince.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we come back more today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.